Traumatic brain injury recovery.
How to communicate with brain injury survivors. By Dan Gardner, MD and ChatGPT-4. When addressing the behaviors of a survivor with traumatic brain injury, it is important for caregivers to use effective communication skills and positive language to build a rapport with the survivor and improve their outcomes. Here are some examples of exact words and positive phrases that caregivers can use to address the thoughts, feelings, and behaviors of a TBI survivor. Active listening. Caregivers should practice active listening to understand the patient's concerns and feelings. This includes giving full attention to what the survivor said to ensure understanding. Empathy. Caregivers should use empathetic language to acknowledge the survivor's perspective and feelings. This includes acknowledging the survivor's emotions and expressing understanding of their situation. Positive reinforcement. Caregivers should use positive reinforcement to encourage positive behaviors and motivate the patient. This includes providing praise and encouragement for progress and good behavior. Curiosity. Caregivers should express curiosity about the survivor's interests and hobbies to build a rapport and improve communication. This includes asking thoughtful questions and showing an interest in the survivor's activities. Flexibility. Caregivers should be flexible and adaptable to the survivor's needs and preferences. This includes being willing to adjust communication style and approach to best suit the survivor. It is important for caregivers to be aware of implicit bias and to avoid hurtful or inappropriate language when addressing TBI survivors. Using these effective communication skills and positive language can help caregiver build trust and rapport with the survivor and ultimately improve their outcomes. Here are some more tips and examples on how to communicate with brain injury survivors. Telling a survivor that it's time for an appointment. When communicating with a TBI survivor that it's time for an appointment, it is essential to be clear and concise. Use simple language and speak slowly. For example, you could say, "Your appointment with the doctor is in 1 hour. Would you like to leave in 20 minutes or 30 minutes? Your medication is due at 3 p.m. Do you want to take it at 10 minutes to 3 p.m. or 10 minutes after 3 p.m?" Declining a patient's request. When declining a patient's request, it is essential to be honest and empathetic. Try to provide an explanation for why their request cannot be granted. For example, "I understand that you would like to go outside, but it's raining heavily, and it's not safe for you to go outside right now." Responding to a patient's frustration, irritability, or anger. When a TBI survivor is experiencing frustration, irritability, or anger, it is essential to remain calm and understanding. Use a soft tone of voice and active listening skills to acknowledge their feelings. For example, "I understand that you're upset. Can you tell me more about what's bothering you?" De-escalating an angry survivor. When a TBI survivor is angry, it is essential to avoid confrontation and maintain a safe distance. Use a calm and reassuring tone of voice to de-escalate the situation. For example, "I can see that you're upset. Let's take a few deep breaths together and talk about what's going on." Responding to a survivor who insists on leaving therapy prematurely. When a TBI survivor wants to leave the therapy prematurely, it is important to listen to their concerns and provide information about the consequences of leaving. For example, "I understand that you want to leave, but if you do, it may be difficult to get back on track. Let's talk about what we can do to make things better for you here." Talking to a survivor who is depressed. When a TBI survivor is depressed about their deficits, it is important to offer encouragement and support. Use a positive and uplifting tone of voice to help boost their self-esteem. For example, "I know it's frustrating, but you've made a lot of progress since your injury. Let's work together to build on your strengths." Talking to a survivor who doesn't want to live. When a TBI survivor expresses suicidal thoughts, it is essential to take the situation seriously and seek professional help immediately. For example, "I hear that you're feeling overwhelmed and don't want to live. It's important that we get you some help right away. Let's call the doctor and talk about your options." Talking to a paranoid survivor. When a TBI survivor is paranoid, it is essential to remain calm and non-confrontational. Use a calm and reassuring tone of voice to help alleviate their fears. For example, "I understand that you're feeling scared, but I'm here to help you. Let's talk about what's bothering you, so we can come up with a plan. Here are some more example interventions. I understand that taking medicine can be difficult, but it is important for your recovery. Let's talk about specific concerns about the medication. Let's talk about any concerns you may have and see if we can find a solution together. Going to class is part of your treatment plan and can help with your recovery. Can you tell me why you don't want to go? Maybe we can find ways to make it more manageable for you. I hear that you are feeling frustrated with the program. Can you tell me more about why you want to leave? Maybe there are some changes we can make to better meet your needs. I understand that you want to go to the store, but right now it's not safe for you. Let's talk about some other ways we can help you get what you need. It seems like you're feeling frustrated, irritable, angry. Can you tell me more about what's causing those feelings? Maybe we can find ways to help you manage those emotions. It's okay to feel distracted. Let's try to focus on one thing at a time. Can you tell me what you were thinking about before you got distracted? I see that you're feeling agitated. Can you tell me what's causing that? Maybe we can find ways to help you feel more calm and relaxed. It's understandable to feel anxious. Let's talk about what's causing those feelings and see if we can find ways to help you feel more at ease. I'm sorry to hear that you're feeling depressed. Would you like to talk more about how you're feeling? There are people who can help, and we can work together to find ways to manage those feelings. Feeling unmotivated and apathetic can be challenging. Let's talk about what might be causing those feelings and see if there are ways we can help you feel more engaged. It seems like you're feeling scared. Can you tell me more about what's causing those feelings? Maybe we can find ways to help you feel more secure and less anxious. Hopefully, these strategies and tips will lead to more effective, satisfying interactions. Thanks for watching.
Please like, subscribe, and comment on this video.